Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, The Demigods Appeal to the Lord, Text 30. Na yasya kaschati titarti mayam yaya jano muyati Veda Nartam Tam Nirjit Atma Atma Gunam Paresham Namama Bhuteshu Samam Charantam Nayasya kascha titi tarti mayam Yaya jano muyati veda nartam Tam nirjitat mat magunam paresham Namama Bhuteshu Samam Charantam Nayasya Kascha Titi Tarti Mayam Yaya Jano Muyati Veda Nartam Tam Nirjitat Mat Tam nirjit atmatma gunam paresham Namama bhuteshu samam charantam Nayasya kascha titi tarti mayam Yaya jano muyati veda nartam Tam nirjit atmatma gunam paresham Namama bhuteshu samam charantam Yaya jana muyati veda nartam Tam nirjitat atma gunam paresham Namami bhuteshu samam charantam Nayasi kaschati tatamayam Dayana bhumuyati veda nartam Tam nirjitad atmatmagamti besham Namami bhuteshu samam charantam Yasya kascha titi tarti mayam Tam Atatma gunam resam Vaishnavis, Yasikas Chititarti Maya Yaya Jana Muhyati Vedanarta. Mama Bhuteshu Charam Charanta. Yasi kascha tititarti maya yaya jana muyati vedanartam yajitatatma ganam varesam na not Yasya, of whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kascha, anyone. Atititarti, is able to overcome. Mayam, the illusory energy. Yaya, by whom? By the illusory energy. Janaha, people in general, muyati, become bewildered. Veda, understand. Na, not. Artam, the aim of life. Tam, unto him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nirjita, completely controlling. Atma, the living entity. Excuse me, the living entities. Atma Gunam, and his external energy. Para Isham, the Lord who is transcendentally situated. Namama, we offer our respectful obeisances. Bhuteshu, unto all living beings. Samam, equally situated, or equipoised. Charantam, controlling or ruling them. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. No one can overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy, Maya, which is so strong that it bewilders everyone, making one lose the sense to understand the aim of life. That same Maya, however, is subdued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules everyone and who is equally disposed towards all living entities. Let us offer our obeisances unto him. Please repeat. No one can overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead's illusory energy, Maya, which is so strong that it bewilders everyone, making one lose the sense to understand the aim of life. That same Maya, however, is subdued by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules everyone and who is equally disposed toward all living entities. Let us offer our obeisances unto him. Report. The prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, certainly controls all living entities, so much so that the living entities have forgotten the aim of life. Nateva-du svartikatim hi Vishnu. The living entities have forgotten that the aim of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. The external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives all conditioned souls what appears to be an opportunity to be happy within this material world. But this is Maya, or in other words, it is a dream that is never to be fulfilled. Thus, every living being is illusioned by the external energy of the Supreme Lord. That illusory energy is undoubtedly very strong, but she is fully under the control of the transcendental person who is described in this verse as Parashram, transcendental Lord. The Lord is not part of the material creation, but is beyond the creation. Therefore, not only does he control the conditioned souls through his external energy, but he also controls the external energy itself. Bhagavad Gita clearly says that the strong material energy controls everyone, and that getting out of her control is extremely difficult. That controlling energy belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and works under his control. The living entities, however, being subdued by the material energy, have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, one of the effects of Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, is that it robs us of our original identity. So, in this digital age that we live in, identity theft is a very common phenomenon. That means, you know, somebody somehow hacks into your computer or some virus enters your system and some external person starts controlling your digital identity, entering into your bank account and looting it. Taking over your credit card and spending it for all kinds of things, or sending, you know, taking over your email account and spamming all your friends with weird messages. In other words, you lose control of your identity. You lose your identity. And that's usually because one has been careless in some way so as to let that happen. So in the same way, we've forgotten our original spiritual identity. We've lost it, and instead we're being engaged by the material energy and all kinds of activities that are not ultimately for our benefit, that entangle us in all kinds of miseries and suffering, offering, however, the promise of some brief flickering enjoyment. So this energy is very strong. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes Daivihyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. But Mama Valye Prapadyante Mayamatam Tarantite. Krishna says his Maya, his illusory potency, is extremely strong. No one can overcome it. But if one surrenders unto Krishna, then it becomes possible because Krishna is the controller of the material energy. So, I mean, to go back to the digital analogy, I mean, the way that one gets freed from identity theft or somebody stealing your hacking your email account or any of your other accounts is you have to disinfect your system. I mean, this happened to me a few weeks ago. Somehow or other, somebody hacked into my email account, and all the people on my list started getting weird emails with strange attachments and things like that. So to get rid of that, I found even just by running, my ordinary antivirus protection on my machine didn't do it, so I had to get in touch with Microsoft, and, they ran a special anti-malware program, super anti-malware program on my computer, got rid of whatever it was that was infecting it. And then you have to prevent yourself from becoming infected again. So Srila Prabhupada often said that this process of devotional service centered on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is antiseptic and prophylactic. Antiseptic means it can get rid of any infection that is there within the heart that causes this identity loss, this falling victim to false ego. And not only does it remove the infection, but it provides a wall of protection that can prevent one from getting reinfected. So that's what we're aspiring for in devotional service. We're trying to reclaim our identity, take control again of our real self. Instead of having surrendered our real self to Maya, to illusion, to the external potency. So we're trying to reclaim that original identity and act on the basis of it. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalas aptyavasta su jivan mukta su chite. That means our desires, our iha, our hopes, our aspirations, our desires are all directed towards Krishna without any selfish motive. And this is a difficult platform to come to, but until we come to it, there is always the possibility of becoming reinfected and not becoming completely situated in our constitutional position. So, iha yasya harer dasye, our desire. We all have desire within the heart. So the desire should be to please Krishna, please Krishna's representative, without any selfish motivation. And we do that karmana manasa gira, by our karma, by our actions, manasa, by our thoughts. And gira, by our words. Yeah, so we have to be analyzing our actions. Are all our actions being dedicated to the pleasure of Krishna and Guru without any selfish motivation? Manasa, are our thoughts all focused on Krishna? Manmana bhava mad bhakto, Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita. And gira, our speech. You know, we have to monitor our speech and see that we're always hearing and chanting about Krishna and devotional service. So if we adopt this process, then as Krishna promises in the Gita, we can become free from the infection of Maya, and we won't become reinfected. So that is the goal. And there are so many examples of this in Shastra, of personalities who have overcome the influence of Maya. A very famous story is of Haridas Thakur. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are two accounts of how he was tempted, once by some prostitutes and another time by Maya, the personified illusory potency herself. On that occasion, Haridas Thakur was residing in a cave, a very pleasant cave overlooking the banks of the Ganges. And in front of the cave, there was a little courtyard and there was a tulsi plant installed. So his business was to worship the tulsi plant and chant 300,000 names of God each day. But one evening when it said there was a full moon shining and the Ganges River was dazzling with the reflections of this beautiful moonlight, it was a very pleasant evening, the personified material energy Maya came to the courtyard in front of the cave and began to offer herself to Haridas Thakur. And he said, "Well, I'd like to satisfy your desire, but I've promised to chant 300,000 names of God each day, and as soon as I'm finished, then I'll certainly satisfy you." So he chanted the entire night, never stopped chanting, and she got a little bit disappointed, came back the next night, still chanting, came back the next night. And you know, she said to him, "I don't know, you know, how you're resisting me, because I've been able to subdue everyone in the universe, up to and including Lord Brahma, who is the chief, you know, demigod, who once became bewildered by his own daughter." So she was very astonished. And he said, "Well, I'm sorry, I just have to stick with my vows." And he said, you can just continue to listen to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra." And she actually became so much influenced that she took initiation from Haridas Thakur and became a devotee. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, people find this very hard to believe. They don't have faith in what I'm saying here, that you know, Maya Devi herself became attracted to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. She was actually saying to Haridas Thakur, I've developed, you know, by hearing you, I've developed some taste for this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is being spread all over by Lord Chaitanya. So I want to enter that ocean of ecstasy that is the Lord Sankirtan movement. So Srila Prabhupada in his purports makes the same point that he's making here. The illusory energy of the Lord is very powerful, but by participating in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, the possibility is there for transcending that. Of course, we're always going to be under the influence of the Lord's spiritual potency. In many places in his purports, Srila Prabhupada explains that the Lord has his spiritual potency, which can exist in two forms, Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. So the Yoga Maya potency of the Lord helps engage a willing soul in the activities of devotional service. Mahatmanas tamam parta, diving prakritim ashritaha. The great souls, the Mahatmas, take shelter of the divi prakriti, the Lord's spiritual potency, yoga maya, which helps engage them in devotional service, taking them closer and closer to Krishna. Whereas the unwilling souls come under the influence of Mahamaya, the Lord's material potency. So the choice is always there for each of us, you know, to choose what energy we want to be influenced by. That's our nature. We're the marginal potency, the jiva potency. And we have the choice to come under the influence of Krishna's parashakti, his higher spiritual potency, or his material energy personified as Maya. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes? Bhrigupati Prabhu? Bhrigupati Prabhu is mentioning that there's a statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita somewhere in the vicinity of the pastime of Haridas Thakur and Maya that I just narrated, in which it's said, either by Srila Prabhupada or by Krishnadas Kaviraj, that those who don't take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement will remain entrapped in the material energy for millions of kalpas or days of Brahma. So each kalpa is 4,320,000,000 years long. So that's a long time. So means they're very unfortunate. Now, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that in his discussion with the poet Allen Ginsberg, they were discussing Kali Yuga. And Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, there's, you know, a 10,000-year golden age of Lord Chaitanya within, you know, the beginning of the Kali Yuga, where it's possible to attain pure love of God, become liberated from the material energy. But he said after that, things go down very quickly, and, you know, the opportunity isn't available anymore. And Allen Ginsberg asked him, what about your disciples? And Srila Prabhupada said, well, hopefully they'll have all gone back to Godhead by that time. So I think it's difficult in general for us to take things seriously. It's one of the effects of the material energy that we think things are fine and it doesn't matter if I take the opportunity now or not. You know, I can become Krishna conscious later. It's not so urgent. But just like we hear all the time, you know, death is coming for all of us. But unless it's really right there on the doorstep, knocking directly at the door, we don't take it so seriously that there's any urgency. Or, you know, out in the world, I mean, this controversial issue, but they talk about, you know, the dangers of global warming and that, you know, there's going to be some very bad effects on the, but, you know, it's very difficult to take seriously some warning that is a little in the future. So I would take the statement as just warning us that we do have an opportunity now that's very rare, and we should take it or else we're going to regret it somehow or other. Bhakti Strong.
Yesterday I rode the bus to Venice Beach, and I got a glimpse of what is to come in Kali Yuga. So if anybody really wants, you know, to see what's coming, just take the 7:33, and you have a great, especially on a hot day, it's crammed, and man, there's just like.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Okay, one more.
Yes, you mentioned how everybody's influenced either by Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. So we know in the material world everybody's influenced by Mahamaya. So, but what about in the spiritual world, like in Goloka Vrindavan, they're influenced by Yoga Maya. But what about in like in Vaikuntha, where the devotees there see the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Lord, the, you know, the person, you know, like personality of God, are they all also influenced by Maya?
I would say yes, they're under the influence of the Daivi Prakriti. You know, they're performing devotional service. But one of the effects of Yoga Maya is that it helps the residents of Goloka Vrindavan forget that Krishna is actually God. And in the Vaikuntha planets, the devotional service is carried out under a mood of awe and reverence, where the devotees there are aware of Krishna's or Lord Narayan's position, supreme position. But in order to, for the Krishna to enjoy the loving exchanges of friends, lovers, and parents who treat him as a subordinate, the devotees aren't able to do that unless Yoga Maya has covered over their awareness that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they just relate to him on a platform of pure, spontaneous, loving attraction to him as their child, as their friend, as their lover. But even then, sometimes by the influence of yoga maya, they do become aware, like when Krishna displayed his universal form to Mother Yashoda, and she was snapped out of her yoga maya trance of seeing Krishna as her child and had some vision of him momentarily as something much greater than that. But then that was quickly covered over. So I would say, yes, the devotees in the Vaikuntha planets, they are under the influence of Krishna's diving prakriti, but it hasn't covered over their knowledge of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.